UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville. Marcus might join us. He might join us here in just a little bit. But regardless, you got me, Steve Rummage. Look at that. Perfect. And in the booth today, instead of Nikki the Boot, instead of the voice that you're used to hearing, because he just decided he had more important things to do today than to be on our show, but he could drag his ass out of the bed at 5 a.m. to do Diener's show, but he couldn't do our show. And that's fine, because we're about to see, because arguably we've got an upgrade.
Oh.
And we'll see.
Do we have an upgrade?
We're about to find out. Jason, what's going on, man?
How you doing, Steve? I'm happy to be here, and I'm excited to co-host this show with you for a day today. And you know, I think it's capable hands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I think 100% capable. I'm looking forward to it, man. I've always wanted to get in here with you, Jason. For people that have heard, hey, we're good, Nick. Go do what you got to do.
I appreciate Nick for looking out for me.
Yeah,
I can leave. All right, cool. Because I'm gonna start this weekend early. All right, by the way, Maven's on the phone.
No, hey, in all seriousness, tell Jeanette happy birthday, and enjoy y'all's weekend together, man.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, yes, absolutely. And Marcus, have fun at the wedding, and have a great show and a great weekend, everybody.
Absolutely, okay, man. All right, Nikki V, man, I'm busting. Bye. I'm busting him up a little bit, but he does have some big things this weekend, so he's excited. But I am excited to get in here with Jason. Looking forward to it. We're about to get Marcus on here in just a second. We're going to tag him in because I know he's at the wedding and he had to. So go ahead and let's connect him in. And Marcus Maven, your name's on the show, so welcome in.
whoa, Jason. Co-host, you're going to set Nikki off with little phrases like that.
He's coming right. He's like, yeah, look, we co-hosting, we doing it. Look, he's doing it right, man. I like it. He's coming in and planting his flag, man.
No, listen, it's all good. I did forget the microphone, so I know it sounds ridiculously bad, but
listen, hey, there's alumni all over local radio that do it just like this. So you're fine. Okay.
Yeah, I guess a day isn't gonna the whole show apart.
I know. So how's it been, man?
Okay, it's are we talking in the sports world? Are we talking in, you know, are you asking about the life and times of Marcus Maven? Listen, Tennessee.
Yeah.
You know, you get a chance to, you know, touch down, you get the heat, and you smell the smells and unlimited, what's the word they use, woo girls and party buses up and down the street. And,
well, you haven't said where the wedding is. And I haven't either, but you just gave it away with Woo Girls.
Oh, yeah.
So I even wore my Music City shirt in today. So I guess people know at this point that you're somewhere around Nashville-ish.
We're somewhere in the heart of Music City. Like I said, we did. Yeah, look, the regular life of Marcus Maven, I just went to an awesome rehearsal And of course, I'm at a rehearsal, and we're supposed to be talking about lining up for the wedding, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. So, what do you think about, you know, what Kenny Payne said about this? I'm down here getting all the information that I could possibly muster up.
And do people realize, like, you're arguing with like Alex Poitras and guys like that. So you're just straight up, you're looking at the belly of the beast like, yeah, look, my squad's better than yours. I don't know what to say.
Him, his father, his mother, his sister. Look, thank God Liv loves me more than everybody.
You actually have a fight on your hands there that you're going to have to, like, okay, I've got to indoctrinate early.
I'm trying. Maybe they're just overwhelming her, and she's just looking to be a rebel. So G Daddy in his cardinal gear is the rebellious behavior out here. But no, in all seriousness, like I said, we just did a little rehearsal last night, and you know, everybody's just worried about the heat. You know, we were it's a debate on an outdoor versus indoor. We can switch it up either way.
Okay, let me ask you this, because you're obviously in the nice hotel room, which people enjoyed last night, according to the text line.
It's awesome.
There's been a lot of conversation going around about, and I've said it, and everybody said it, and I don't know how much you want to talk about it, Marcus officiating the wedding. And there has been a lot of conversation, and I'm curious of if any decision you have made. Because I, knowing you, Drew said it too, I personally am like, if there's a way you could not do that, and I think there might have been an out there, or might be an out, I think you're going to cry, okay? And listen, I know you, and I know, just like knowing you off the air, and you're very family, and I know you very much have watched Jalen's come from a club foot to the NFL to this, and we talked about it on the phone about him putting you up and how much Jalen cares for his dad. And I think that it's going to be a special moment, even though, like, you've known these, you know, you've known the missus forever, and, you know, I mean, it's not like some brand new, but I think you're going to struggle to not cry. I think the officiating the wedding thing you might have jumped quick at that. So I'm curious how that's going.
If you remember when I was in that 93.9 studio and I received that phone call about officiating the wedding.
Uh-huh.
Very, very early in the process, Steve, right?
Yep.
This was in the planning phases. I made myself available, Steve, to officiate the wedding. Because they didn't know what to do.
As
right?
As you should.
Steve, the sports gods may not come when you call.
But they're always on time.
Listen, as the days got shorter and I got less and less confident about my ability to officiate the wedding, and then the ideas of what could go wrong from passing out to whatever could go wrong, it was like, oh, God. Oh God, something happened. So Steve, in the last minute, I found out there was another option. You know what? And here's the thing. I'm going to get to your other point.
Okay.
Steve, I saw an escape route and I took it.
You took it? Okay. Because listen, I was a little bit of a loaded question because I knew that there was a shot that you may have. So you did. So you just like, listen,
here's the thing, Steve. I took the escape route, right? And then there was a last minute, another change of plans. So then I got thrust back into it, and I was like, wait a minute. I'm not ready now because I just shut down my whole body and my brain, and now I'm thinking about which cocktail I'm going to have and what cigar I'm going to smoke and what, you know, like I totally change energies once I realized I didn't have to do it, right?
Yes.
And it was like, uh-oh, you might be back up again. And I was like, no! So, Steve, to your other question, right now what I'm holding in my hand, That little rattling you hear?
Yeah.
That is fine ring spun yarn handkerchief. Just in case, I bought a package of handkerchiefs for everybody around me.
Yeah, see? Sure. So you can, look. Mom's is gonna be crying and everybody. Yeah, no, I mean totally.
I'll be the baby mom, and you know she, you know, it's like, here, girl, like, ew. here, wipe your tears, girl.
Yeah, hey man, hey, he's getting married. I'm just hoping you don't eat a bunch of food, because he's gonna have OTAs and stuff coming up. So,
and oh, he does look good, by the way. Oh, he's in good shape.
Oh, no, listen, I was questioning because you said he cut his hair, and I was like, that's not good. In the back of my mind, but he looks phenomenal. Just phenomenal. Yeah.
Listen, how good do those athletes look on that picture I sent you?
No, it's beautiful, man. I mean, it's like you're reminded what athletes look like. You know, it's like, oh, God.
So we're talking about real Tennessee thoroughbred.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to need my guys to get a little bigger when I get back up to Louisville.
Hey, in all seriousness, man, I joked around. Somebody was joking. Actually, somebody asked me yesterday. They were like, you didn't go down to the wedding? And I'm like, oh, no. I was like, I mess with Marcus. I said, I'm not going down there. I was like, I said, if I wanted to, I was like, I'm sure I could have went, you know. I mean, if I really wanted to. But I said, and the other thing is, I was like, I will say I'm down about 12 pounds now as of this morning, but I'm like,
right.
I'm way too out of shape to go to a wedding like that. Like, yeah, I was like, no way. Cause people are going to be like, wait a minute. Like, Dad, you co-host, like, that's who you co-host with, you know? Like, yeah, it's like, no, too many finely tuned athletic men and women machines down there. No, thank you. I'll pass.
I shaved just enough that my touch is right, so I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah,
we're good.
right. So yeah, no, it's I was like, yeah, it would be fun, but I'm gonna let Mark say that.
Yeah, like I said, it's gonna be quick. Like I said, we're gonna be partying. Look, my dad's saying down here saying things he's not supposed to be saying in typical dad form.
I was about to ask, did Pops maybe make it up?
Yes, Pops Maben. He's showing out, Steve. He's just showing out.
Oh, well, of course he is. Yeah, what about Uncle Rudy? Has Uncle Rudy made it?
They haven't made it yet, but I think most of the parties are coming in today.
A lot of people. Yeah, because, I mean, right there. Of course, that's why you have the wedding there. It's a nice location for all the Asheville, Clarksville, you know, you kind of... Yeah. You can do it all right there. It's perfect. No, that's amazing, man. Like it's incredible.
I went to Walmart emergency handkerchiefs for the other criers and stuff like those kind of people. And
that's awesome. Okay, let me ask you this: while you're down there, you've been talking to guys. You talk to guys that know Kenny Payne. You talk to, because listen, this isn't an interview. We're just doing the show. Right. Okay. So, you've been chatting with dudes that are around. You know what I want to know. Listen, I'm happy for Jalen and all them. That's all nice. You know, it's good.
Right.
You got any info for me down there?
Well, yeah, I'll just tell you. I've gotten every aspect of Percy Miller's game.
Oh.
Because, yeah, one of my guys down here was a former teammate, quote-unquote teammate of Percy Miller.
Ah.
Out and what Kenny Payne can do and what he's going to have to deal with and all that stuff. And like I said, it's been some rivalrying. It's been some – oh, and also – I kind of let people know about it last night. I guess I lied. I was a little overzealous with the Kenny Payne punch to the solar plexus.
So right? He didn't just haul off and punch Kamari Lance?
Yeah, he wasn't just, good. this wasn't Buddhist martial arts, don't think about me punching you in the stomach while you shoot. It was a shooting balance drill that Alex was familiar with. He's like, I know the drill. He's like, it keeps you from leaning forward. When you're running and shooting, you start leaning and getting off balance. And you better go straight up or you're going to knock yourself out. Or you're going to knock the wind out of yourself. So, you know, keep your legs going straight. Keep your form right. So, yeah, so Kenny Payne's just giving up. But I still think he put a little extra stink on it, see, so.
Well, Kamari's a freshman, and I think they have high hopes for the freshman. So you have to, I don't know, I guess you got to put a little extra stink on it. But that makes sense that it's a shooting drill.
Say that again?
I said, but I mean, that makes sense that it's a shooting drill.
Right.
Yeah, right. I mean, with a guy like Kamari Lance, and here's the thing, man, Kenny Payne has some big fists. So that's not your average coach just like, oh, this is a little, you know, a little shooting drill. Yeah. Stick my hand out here, and, you know, if you run into it. It's like,
right. Look, it's not Cal.
Yeah, just like run into this feeble arm, like, oh, you know. It's like, no, this is a big man.
That's like a Mississippi fish. Just a little different.
Hey, let me ask you, because I didn't get to ask you about it yesterday. How much have you enjoyed kind of the pictures and stuff that have been coming out from the Yum Center?
Oh, got it. There has to be. Steve, I could request that on a daily basis.
Mm.
And I have enough.
Do you know what I said was my favorite, probably, of all of them?
I'm listening.
Was the Tony Williams picture.
Ooh.
With Milt Wagner, Tony Williams, with
Gervin,
yeah, with Gervin and with Kenny Payne and Reese and Nolan Smith, and what I said yesterday, man, I'm curious to get your thoughts on it. Is I said, you know, I guess with my thing with Kenny Payne is I see out, and I just see where we're going as a program and what this program's going to become, and kind of like the wow, man, like this is Louisville basketball. Like, you know, and pictures like that for me just by me, you know, it just confirms. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me say this. Steve. Because, like, it's an important observation. I know sometimes we joke about, you know, biting at the fan base. You know, the last day I was on the show, I talked about how, you know, I went back to the Nolan Smith, Kenny Payne introduction. And it's like, I want to make sure we don't forget how many voids got filled that day. How many Louisville fan-based voids we got filled, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go back and to guys that you know are all in about the program, like, these aren't mercenaries.
Yeah.
And they should not be treated as such unless you want that. You know, like, when we talk about the NIL and like I said, if you listen, and it's okay if you want to say, hey, I want my program to be ran on mercenary status. I don't care if it's all one and done, you know, whatever. Like, you can do that, you know, but I've always said it is kind of fun to enjoy the growth too. You know, okay, so the point that I'm making is that Kenny Payne Nolan Smith's press conference filled a lot of fan base voids. I did not want people to start forgetting about that so soon, you know, or ignoring it or devaluing it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So to your point, every coach knows that he has to embrace the big perks of the former player, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is example hypothetical. This is no digs anyway at all. Okay. When Chris Mack comes in, he has to embrace Donovan Mitchell. Of course, that's easy. He has to embrace, you know, Montrez. Of course, it's easy. It's easy to say never nervous Purvis and just say it, you know?
Yep.
But what you're already seeing with, like, when, like I said, when you talk to Reese, when you talk to, you know, just former players, you don't have to say former pros. You don't have to say former great anything. Mm-hmm. When you just see the way they're embracing the culture of just the players. Just guys that played, alumni that played.
Yeah.
People in the city that have supported the program forever. Like, and I mean, just alumni. Just alumni who really support the program. That's when you start saying, okay, he's making himself available and vulnerable, yeah. I might add. 'Cause you and I have both, like I said, one of the biggest criticism that I probably ever took in this entire radio thing is when I said I did not like the way Rick Pitino handled it, but I understood his bunker mentality because of the way, you know, people are, you know, like I said, I mean, we saw with our own eyes when you, you know, we saw what the local media can make up, you know, can sensationalize something. It can make anybody feel like if anybody gets wrong at the University of Louisville, there's a full media blitz dying to get that inside story about something bad going on at Louisville. You know?
Yeah.
It's a search for it. So that makes any person that feels wrong by the University of Louisville, they can go from, it's like they got a media army behind them.
Yes.
The first person that gets mad. So that's why I say vulnerable, you know, by embracing everybody, but say, hey, we do the right things. It's not a vulnerability. It's a strength as long as you're doing the right things and your heart's in the right place. So point being, I know it's kind of long drawn out.
No. That's what I'm curious
to
about.
To see, you know, how he embraced. And like I said, Tony Williams, like Keith Williams, I mean, he's still a great name. You know, Louisville, like I said, he's a big member of the community, but it's not the pro label on him. It's not the, you know, the Cardinal, like the easy, you know, now it's like the, hey, this is the fabric of the community alumni and former players that he's also embracing and not just the clout chasing guys.
Yeah.
So, you, like I said, just slowly but surely, you're seeing him embrace the Louisville family, you know, with open arms. So that positive momentum through the real Louisville fan is just, you can see it picture by picture every time you see something like that.
Yeah, that's a great way to say it. So that's kind of what it did to me too, you know, just watching it. Is it's like, man, you just see the I don't know, it feels good. You
I
know?
Like the, I listen, I like the bent over punched in the gut picture, like hands down.
Oh, yeah, listen, absolutely, man. The other one I talked about was the J.J. Trainer, where you had J.J. working with Nolan with the pad, and it was like Kenny Payne over his shoulder just bearing holes through his soul. You're bearing holes through his soul. I was like, good Lord.
He was trying to will J.J. into doing something stronger.
Yes.
Like, you could just tell his posture was like, like, come on, you know, and if you noticed, you probably noticed, I'm sure, look at that picture again and see Nolan Smith is at full bicep pop-out mode, which means he's getting full use out of his muscles on whatever he's, you know, the push or the pop that he's doing on J.J. Trader with that pad. He's actually using some strength.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so I'm like, damn, Nolan, you You've been in that way. You've been taking advantage of our awesome facilities as well, huh?
It's like, yeah, look, he's getting it in as well, man. That yeah, you're right.
He looks like he's in better shape than he was 2 months ago.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure he is. Yeah, but it's just been really cool to kind of see.
Yeah, Nolan Reed scared you. That's what it was. Reese, let him know you ain't just gonna come over here. Like I said, you can outcondition me, young fella, but you're gonna get this work. You better stay in that lab strong.
That first, yeah, when he come out and they played that game, and then look, he bragged about it, and then he went to the back and was like, "Oh man, like listen, Reese is not gonna take that laying down. Like Reese's gonna get in the best shape of his life. Okay, he's coming for you."
Okay, so I got to ask you, what? Listen, and here's the thing, Steve. I'm going to say this, and don't make a joke about it, okay? Because you know this feeling. Listen, this is a setup moment for you to get an incredible joke. Steve, I've been off the radar for 24 hours, and I feel like you have to fill me in on what I missed.
Oh, my gosh. Like, listen, around here, you know how that goes. I mean, it depends, but I think the biggest thing... probably the biggest thing you have to say is something I was going to talk about, but I'll bring it up right now. We are 50 days out from football, right? And Jason and I are going to get some stuff in the second hour too with about that. But to me, the biggest news of the last 24 hours is Reuben Owens.
Reuben Owens. So that's real?
Yeah. Reuben Owens, in an interview yesterday, said he was on track to not only sign with Louisville in the fall, but to graduate in December. Now, Reuben Owens, for people, just reminding people, the number one running back in America, is on track to graduate in December and be here in January.
Okay, so... Listen, I gotta be that guy. How big of a deal is that? And I'm asking that question from both sides. I'm asking the question from the side of, okay, getting him on campus, he's going to be just ready to roll, or is it a bigger deal in the world of the naysayer who can get more conversation out of, but will he actually make it to Louisville? You know, rather than congratulations, you just got the number one running back in the country. Does that question make sense? Like which side is like the bigger conversation? Because again, if he gets there early, you know, and I of course can spike the ball and say, this is awesome. You know, I told y'all he would make it here, and he got here early. You know. And try not to get sucked into the, you know, where's that mouth now? You know,
yeah.
Enjoy his pursuit, his urge to get to campus.
Yeah.
So which one do you think is like a better, bigger conversation?
Man, you know, I really, listen.
Jambalaya.
No, listen, I just think this is massive news, and because... To me, it's a little bit of, I guess you could say, kind of a jambalaya of everything, because you do want to, the first reaction sometimes is to like, oh yeah, look, I mean, he, I thought he wasn't getting to campus, you know, like it's, but I would be lying if a piece of me in the back of my head didn't immediately go like, this is the number one running back in the country. And, you know, I'm like, down the end of this, I'm gonna be nervous, you know. But the fact that he has plans after signing day already, to me, gives me way more confidence about signing day, right? Does that make sense?
Right.
Like, listen, because before it was just, okay, he's committed. Now we got to get him to signing day. Let's sign. Then we'll see what happens after that, you know. But now it's like, no, he's not even looking at signing day. He's like, no, listen, I've already, this summer, after I committed, I got my affairs in order. I'm going out to L.A., which he's out in L.A., I think, now or just was with Pierce Clarkson and DeAndre Moore. And then he signed up to play for the Poly game, the Poly All-Star game. He's going to play in there with Pierce Clarkson. And I don't know if it's public or not, but I think Pierce Clarkson will probably reclass too. Or not reclass.
Graduate early.
You would just imagine. I don't know that to be. I'm just saying my opinion is he probably will, as much as he's done, and he wants to probably start. So I wouldn't want to give Caleb Johnson another, because I think Caleb Johnson is really good.
I mean, and here's the thing, too. The fact that you know, the top signees, they have seemed to be like they're in lockstep. So it's almost like once Reuben Owens said it, my antennas immediately perked up to say, okay, well, if he's doing that, who else is doing that? Like, you know, like I said, they seem like they're in cahoots. You know, Clarkson, Reuben Owens, Madden Sanker, like they just seem like they're all kind of, you know, involved in the process together. So I'm like, it wouldn't surprise me if you had three or four more guys saying, yep, that's the plan, speed it up, go ahead and get to school. And if you have an OG Steve Clarkson, he can put that in your head early.
Sure.
Hey, this is how much of a benefit. And again, Jalen left school early. And look, and here's the thing. We had to go through the, is he ready? You know, hey, maybe you need to just enjoy high school. And, you know, maybe you need to just enjoy your, you know, it's like, yeah, no, that's, listen. And here's the problem, Steve. I understand when people say, oh, you know, you only can do this once, so you need to enjoy it. And it's like, yeah, that's dead to me now.
Yeah, listen, I can make the argument that reclassing in basketball isn't always the best choice, right? Like right. I can make that argument. In football, I will fight anyone on the fact that it is more beneficial if you have a chance to play as a freshman to get out of there and get in there in January. Because if you get spring practice and you get started on spring workouts, you are absolutely ahead of the game. Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's not even close. Like to me, I will argue to the death on that. Like, no, the football players, if you want a chance to play a freshman year, you graduate early, you get your butt to college in January.
I'll
fight that one to the death.
Yeah, you'll know the system. You'll know what everybody's doing, where everybody's moving, how to move. You know, you'll have a routine before every, you know, you'll have a full routine coming into the season, coming into the practices. You'll be like one of the team already.
Well, you, especially with Reuben Owens, because, I mean, the running back room is loaded now, but we would hope, and I think a guy like Tyon Evans has a shot to go to the league after this year. You know, he's eligible for the league. Should be, right, Jason? I know Jason being another Tennessee head with us, so welcome in. You are embraced on this show, not yelled at and not not screamed at over your Tennessee fandom.
Yeah, I mean, as I wear my Louisville gear.
Oh, yeah, listen, I mean, Jason's a Louisville guy, but, I mean, look, we're Louisville guys, too, but, you know, we like some Tennessee, too. You know?
I mean, Tennessee gave me a full ride to get a master's. I'd wear a lot of different schools for a full ride.
Like, except one.
Listen, for a master's?
Nope.
Full ride?
Nope. Don't say it, Jason.
Nope. They didn't offer it. So
yeah, right.
It's not the question.
Yeah, listen. I take their master's and use it as toilet paper.
Hey, they didn't offer it. It's not a problem.
Yeah, so it's not even a conversation. But, yeah, you think of Tyon Evans to get out of here, you know. You look at the what's left with Mitchell and Jordan and Cooley, and you think probably one of them will get out of here as far as either head to the NFL or take a shot at the NFL or maybe even transfer, you know. So Reuben Owens will come in with a shot to get some PT and a decent amount of it as a freshman, you know, right out of high school, and the fact that he can do so much more as far as get out in the slot. I mean, he dang near looks like he could be a top five receiver. So, I mean, there's so much you'll be able to do with him. For him, it's like, dude, it's a no-brainer. You get in here.
He'll know the book.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I don't want to mess Jason up, so we'll take a break. Are you going to hang out for the hour, or how are you doing?
Nope. Listen, you jump on out of here. Listen, okay. I'm sure he's chomping at the bit to be a co-host. I just wanted to jump in. We got a good 40 minutes in. We're good to go.
Okay.
I'm going to end up making sure everything's pressed out and, I don't know, drink some water so I don't pass out in the heat and get ready to enjoy the rest of my wedding day.
Because it is wedding day. So enjoy yourself down there, man. Y'all have a good time. Look forward to hearing the stories and hearing everything
me too.
That goes on. So enjoy yourself, man.
Yeah, I'll let you know what Stafford and his peoples was talking about too. So
yeah, for sure. Yeah. I want to hear all the good tea.
And listen, I think AK gonna be sitting right behind me. So, Alvin.
Yeah. Alvin. Look, are you gonna tell him about the? You gonna tell him about Zeke?
Alvin
Kamara,
yeah.
Be like, hey man, listen, because you're the pops at this wedding, so you're a little more free, like the groom's dad. You're a little more free just to come up and like just do the OG conversation.
Yeah.
So you can go dap Alvin up and just say, hey man, like, yeah man, it's crazy man. My co-host up here, he thinks he's better than you. You know, like whatever. Lay it on thick. Yeah, he said you suck.
I'm the OG. All right, y'all, get out of here, man. Quick commercial break. Midday with Marcus Babin on 939 DeVille.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville. It's good to get Marcus in here. Jason in here with me today. Jason in the booth. Nikki V out. Marcus now out. So we're going to handle it here. We're going to drive this ship home until noon. So went ahead and got our golf update because I know people were sitting on the edge of their seats, chomping at the bit.
I had to go check in with St. Andrews.
Yes, they needed to know what was going on over in St. Andrews, so I'm glad that we were able to do that for everybody. So it was good to hear from Marcus.
Absolutely.
We were chatting there at the end of the conversation. Just I said probably the biggest news for me, with it being 50 days out from football, which is always exciting because I still say college football. March Madness is probably the best overall event, just especially being here in this local area. But college football for me is just king. I love college football. And the opening to college football is so good because you're just chomping for something, you know, football, basketball. And it's like, you know, you're waiting and college football kind of boom right on the scene. You're like, oh, thank goodness. Like now I get some football to watch. And it's always a holiday around the Rummage House for that first weekend, whether it's a week zero, week one, whatever you want to talk about. But anyways, if you're just catching up, Ruben Owens, number one running back in the country, says he'll be here in January. That's a good sign. I mean, that's kind of skipping over this season, which I think will be a good season. We can chat about that a little bit. But yeah, man, it's like you're coming down the stretch here. You're looking and you're going 50 days. I mean, it just felt like the other day. We had Monty Montgomery and Brock Doman in here and said, you know, how many days? They were like 78 days. You know, like they knew right off the bat. And it's like, man, now we're already to 50. And it just felt like yesterday they were in here. So you look up. I mean, it's July 15th. You look up. It'll be Labor Day weekend. It'll be time to play some football. Like, I mean, preseason NFL starts in a couple weeks, right?
It sounds right.
I mean, yeah, because, I mean, usually the Hall of Fame game is – late July, early August. So, I mean, it'll be here before you know it. So, yeah, man, I'm really starting to kind of get that football, you know, tick where it's like it's coming down the stretch there. And then on top of it, again, we're the home of it this year. So we're going forward now, the home of Louisville Athletics. So I think about this time of year. I heard Drew this morning talk about how July 15th is kind of the sports solstice, summer solstice, which was a funny comparison. But I will say from this moment on, I think this is the last week you really start to, especially with next week, you're going to get the ACC Media Days. I mean, I've probably watched more Big 12 Media Days than I care to talk about, but College Football Live's back on the TV now. So you start to kind of get, you know, a little taste of it. And then next week, of course, you're going to have Louisville out there. You're going to have, I think Coach Satterfield's taking Malik, maybe Yasir Abdullah, and I can't remember the other one. Caleb Chandler, I think, is the three that they're taking to the ACC Media Days, whatever they – I don't know what they call it now, like the kickoff something. I'm like, dude, it's Media Days. Somebody said the Hall of Fame game's August 4th, I think. Yeah, that sounds about right. I was going to say it's usually right in that – right in that area. So, yeah, I mean, it's here. People, I think you're starting to buy your tickets. You're starting to do your tailgate planning, you know, starting to do everything like that, and that's fun. So then when you get news, I mean, I think people for this season are a little skeptical still, just like not – and I don't mean to say that in a bad way, but here's the thing – just because how the last two seasons went. But let me say this. I was watching College Football Live yesterday. And do you know what I was reminded of?
What's that?
Do you know who won the Big 12 last year? Okay. It's okay if you don't. That's not like a... Okay.
I have no idea.
Yeah, like, who cares?
Was it Oklahoma?
Baylor,
okay.
Baylor won the Big 12 championship. Do you know what Baylor's record was the year before? You shouldn't. So it's okay. I didn't either.
Wait, they played the championship game against Oklahoma State.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I do remember that.
Like the loss, I mean, they won it like Oklahoma State was like a yard short. Great finish. The year before, Baylor was 2-10.
Oh, you can turn things around quick if you got the right personnel.
Right, exactly. That was kind of like my moment where, and I used a 300 reference yesterday about even for a moment, King Leonidas believed they could win. It was like I had a moment watching College Football Live the other day where I was like, wait a minute. That's right. Baylor was 2-10 and then went and won the Big 12. Now, I'm not saying Louisville's going to win the ACC, but it's like, it's not impossible that a 6-win team changes coaches, changes personnel, and not just changes coaches, gets coaches from Georgia, from Notre Dame, from Florida, you know, like some big dogs, gets big-time running back in Tyon Evans, gets Jermaine Lole, you know, goes out and gets guys. It's not insane to think a 6-win team goes to 9 wins.
But let's pump the brakes a little bit.
Sure.
Because I don't want to set unrealistic expectations.
I do agree.
I don't want to set unrealistic expectations because, yes, the Baylor turnaround was fantastic. It was incredible to watch, you know, to see such an abysmal team become great almost overnight. But again, that doesn't happen. That's why we have to be very careful about setting these expectations for Louisville, because we need to see tangible progress that is sustainable.
Yeah.
We need to be able to, and it's the same thing for basketball. You need to be able to see this tangible progress and be able to identify, look, we are better in this area. We are better in this area, and we can build on that. Because Rome wasn't built in a day.
Yeah.
And this football program was tanked at the end of the Bobby Petrino era number two.
Yeah.
And great. Scott Satterfield came in here, reinvigorated the program, and the talent there was able –
he had pros.
Right.
Yeah,
he had some talent on that team, and now that they wanted to play because they had somebody in there that they could rally behind, they played above their level, and they did very well.
Sure.
But that set an unrealistic expectation for where this program is, in my view.
I agree with you. As much as we enjoyed that year, and it was fun. I mean, it was fun.
Oh, it was
like,
awesome.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, wow, we're right off the bat.
Yeah.
You did forget. it did allow us to forget, well, Mekhi Becton's over there blocking on the left tackle. Right. You know, Javion Hawkins is what he is. You're
and
looking down the list.
A little bit to get
Tutu Atwell's a pretty dang good player. You know, you're starting to go Des Fitzpatrick. Like, you look down, when now looking Dorian Etheridge, you look back and you're like, a lot of these guys are playing NFL football. Right. And it's like, yeah, I do agree with you that from going from 2-10, if they had won 3 or 4 games that year and looked better, or 5 even, and then we won 5 or 6 the next year, and then last year you went 6, I do agree with you that I think people are a little more in a different headspace, which is what drives me crazy with the Kenny Payne conversation, because I'm like, there's not even anything tangible yet. And, like, you're already, like, down his throat about it. It's like, let's see what he does. What if he takes his team to the Final Four? I mean, Elite Eight. Like, who knows? I mean, I don't think that happens, but, like, good God.
They're big what-ifs.
Yeah.
They're fair, though. They are fair what-ifs, mm-hmm. but, again, they're long shots, and people don't seem to understand. I think people have a hard time wrapping their minds around he has not been a head coach yet, and he is coming back to the college game.
Mm-hmm.
People think, oh, well, he did all the recruiting with Kentucky.
Yeah.
He did all of the coaching with the big men at Kentucky. And all of these success stories and all these players talking great about him. And that's wonderful.
Sure.
Those are all great things. They are building blocks, though. He is not a finished product, and you can't expect him to be a finished product.
No, I agree. I agree. But what I will say is we do have tangible evidence with Scott Satterfield.
Yeah.
So it's like that's where I think you're.
But there's also been some regressions with Scott Satterfield,
absolutely.
Which also hasn't happened with Kenny Payne yet.
Hopefully absolutely. Absolutely. And that's where I say, though, I think, though, because I'll be honest, Jason, you weren't here yet. But I mean, you know, I know we knew each other before this. So you knew how I felt as far as after the season. It was like, okay, we're dead. Like,
yeah.
Get Jeff Brohm in here. We're dead. This is not going anywhere. Drew and I had a conversation. I know we're coming up to the top of the hour, so we'll hit a break here in just a second. Drew and I had a conversation, and I think he echoed it, too. It was like, there's no way you gain any excitement for next season outside of just winning. But here we are, July 15th, and where I'll step back and credit Scott Satterfield is because he's made moves, and it's not just like, well, he just changed coaches and maybe got the same guy.
All.
You know, like, we went from Peter Sermon to who's the jackass we hired that was crap?
Van Gorder.
We went from Sermon to Van Gorder. You're like, oh, okay. But it's like you made big-time hires. You went in the transfer portal one. You got Monty Montgomery back this year. Ketro Clark is healthy this year. Like, there is just a ton of I mean, Caleb Chandler is a preseason All-American. Like, there is evidence here that says – this could be a turnaround year, and on top of it, we're setting it up with big-time recruiting that gives us hope for the future as well.
Yeah, and it's important to understand those things and why they build excitement.
Yeah.
But it's also important to realize this is a future thing. This is him buying himself some time. Now, he has to go out there and win at least 6 games or he's getting fired regardless, I think.
I tend to too. Like, you can't not. I think with the recruiting class, I wouldn't have said this before. Yeah. If you want to go ahead, do you got the playout music?
No.
Nick, thanks, Nick. Jackass. well, we won't play out. Here's what we'll do, though. But yeah, yes, I do agree.
I'll be the killer of all things fun. It's fine.
He is. We're gonna blame you. He has done enough. Yeah, where I do agree with you that 6 wins, you probably still keep your job. But anything less, no. Let's do that. We'll get ready. We'll hit this top of the hour break. When we come back, we got a few more things. We'll dive into a little more football. I kind of want to stay in this conversation, and we'll have a Mike James conversation later, too. Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 DeVille.